It's been 45 years since the U.S. Supreme Court issued its landmark Roe v. Wade decision, but the debate over abortion rights is as intense as ever. That debate took center stage in Montpelier Wednesday evening when lawmakers held a hearing on an abortion rights bill making its way through the legislature. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our report.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Brittany Lovejoy wore a black veil draped over her head during her testimony in the House chamber Wednesday evening, the same black veil she wears to church every Sunday. It isn't often you hear people invoke scripture on the floor of the Vermont House of Representatives, but people arguing against an abortion rights bill introduced in the legislature last month submit the Bible as a central piece of evidence.
We are not only discussing what happens here on earth. Our actions here and now affect our future, our eternal life or death.
Anna Pelt told lawmakers that if they pass the abortion rights bill, they'll face backlash from a force far more powerful than their constituents.
If anyone in this room supports this appalling bill, you are personally assisting in the murder of thousands of helpless humans, and you will stand before God on Judgment Day and have to answer for it.
Lovejoy and Appelt were among the hundreds of anti-abortion advocates who packed the House chamber Wednesday evening to register their opposition to H-57. The bill would establish a fundamental right to an abortion in Vermont. Vermont does not have any laws prohibiting abortion right now, but many lawmakers say the arrival of a conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court means it's time to affirm that right in state statute. Burlington resident Sue Burton agrees.
Restricting abortion will not make it go away. It will make it unsafe.
Burton is a physician's assistant whose work in women's reproductive health predates Roe v. Wade. She says other states have demonstrated that laws can be used to tightly restrict women's access to safe abortions.
Please don't let a well-orchestrated minority restrict a woman from making decisions about her own life.
Melinda Moulton of Burlington told lawmakers about the time her own mom attempted to self-administer an abortion in the bathroom of their family home.
What possibly could lurk in the minds of those who think that they have the right to legislate what I or any woman chooses if we are impregnated when we choose not to be?
The choice, Moulton told lawmakers, isn't whether abortion will continue or not.
Women will always choose their own reproductive destiny. And the reality is it will either be at the dangerous end of coat hanger or it will remain safe in the capable and trained hands of a professional.
Ludlow Baptist Church pastor Jerry Schumann said the bill is overly permissive.
This bill defies God's image and declares a mother has the right to kill her own child. But House members, she does not.
More than 90 House lawmakers have sponsored the abortion rights legislation, and the House and Senate are also considering an abortion rights amendment to the Vermont Constitution. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.